What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM. It's where you can turn big plays into paydays, and you can take this offer and really get a pretty good deal here. All you have to do, deposit at least $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description of this video, and you will get 3 free months of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. That covers everything we have to offer in daily fantasy, season-long, and sports betting, plus new customers can get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 upon deposit. Terms and conditions apply. So now, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit that notification bell so you know when everything goes live. We are talking Week 8 Survivor in the NFL.
We certainly are. Welcome back. Used to grace this show all the time. The people have been clamoring for you, and now we get your Survivor picks. Last week was ridiculous. There were two touchdown favorites. Some struggled at times, but ultimately what happened is what we all thought would happen. They all won. So yeah. Most people are moving on. Buys, teams unavailable. It gets that much harder, but let's dive into it right now. There are a couple of big spreads, starting with the Rams. Once again, the problem is the Rams have been a huge favorite multiple times. I would bet that most people watching this do not have the Rams available. If you don't, now we go to the Bills. Bills are a big-time favorite as well. So let's just get it started, Josh. What did you see when you looked at the top of the board?
So there are two monster favorites, Bills and Rams, that have a ton of future value. The Bills have Jacksonville and the Jets, the Falcons, I guess, coming up later. The Rams have a bunch of opportunities moving forward. Kansas City is still really good. They're at home against the Giants.
Yes, they are.
They are.
Go ahead.
It doesn't matter. They are. That's just what the answer to this is. They've got future value as well. But to me, it's very obvious who everyone should be taking this week. It really just depends on how many people are actually doing it. But Cincinnati Bengals on the road against the Jets, really big favorites. New QB in for the Jets might be Joe Flacco. Who knows? Cincinnati's like an 80% favorite. They have basically no future value to speak of. This is the team you want to get to if you have to use somebody, I think.
I don't love the spot coming off a ridiculously big statement win. The problem is the Jets are in an even worse spot at this point. You mentioned Zach Wilson goes down. The future value, we're going to talk about this in Survivor a lot more in these videos now. A lot of people use Cincinnati against Jacksonville on that Thursday night game, and they made that big comeback, and they ultimately won the game. Clearly, if you use them there, you have to be alive because you wouldn't be watching this video if not. So I don't mind that. I'm more prone to go to the Chiefs than you are, I think. They have to win this game. They're at home. I think it's a pretty good spot to get them. Let's go, as we always do, though, because I do think those are two good spots. Where would be the off-the-wall play?
Off the wall? I don't know.
I got one.
Arizona and Tampa Bay both work, but I think they both have enough value moving forward. I mean, Arizona is a 70% favorite here at home against the Packers. Tampa Bay's in New Orleans. I don't think New Orleans is very good. I'd say probably the Chargers at home against New England, -250 on the money line right now. They have some future value. They get Pittsburgh at home in a bit. They get the Giants at home later, and they do have at Houston in Week 16, which is, you know, every week that Houston is playing someone, that team is likely going to be a potential survivor option. So I think the Chargers would be the team that I'm getting to that's further down the line. But Cincinnati's clearly the priority. And then if you can get Kansas City this week, I think that wouldn't be the worst idea in the world.
So I'm with you. For me, Kansas City priority, Bengals, if you have them available as well. If you are in a large field pool and there's still hundreds and hundreds of people left, and you know that realistically, you're probably going deep into the season, I think this is a chance to burn the Atlanta Falcons at home. I know they're a very, very, very bad team. They are a 3-point favorite, though. And again, I want to be clear. They have an infinitely higher chance to lose than the other teams that we've talked about. Yeah. But the appeal of getting rid of a team that might only have a handful of wins, you're going to have to start thinking like that, because you can lose in week 12 or you can lose in week 8. It's all the same in Survivor. So I do think if you're in a large field tournament, consider that. If you have a lot of good teams left, then maybe you go with a very, very safe pick once again. But I do think that the Falcons and the Chargers were two, you know, closer spreads that I felt okay with in the right circumstance.
You'd rather go to Atlanta over Denver?
So that's a good question. I just think for me, Denver's the type of team right now, I want to kind of see how it plays out. They're in a free fall. I was fortunate, and I think most people were, to get rid of Denver already because they already played the Jets, Giants, and Jaguars early in the year. So for me, it's more like Atlanta is a team that I can't imagine anybody used at any point.
And I don't think they really have all that much value moving forward either.
That's what I'm saying. It's almost like if you don't, and I'm not saying you have to use them clearly, but if you don't, you're probably going to never use them. So it's just an opportunity to be different, at least worth considering. And let us know. We want in the comment section. Yeah. Who are you going with? Are you going with the big favorites? Are you taking a risk? Because as we march to 2,000 subs here, which is very exciting, we want to know where you guys are at on the Survivor, if you're still alive in your pools.
That's all I've got here. I don't have anybody else to add. Cincy is the one that stands out easily, so if you can use them, using them against the Jets is never going to be a problem. But I don't hate your Atlanta shout. I think that Seattle, Denver, Atlanta trio, all about the same line right now.
Yep.
All look pretty good. Similar odds moving forward. Seattle obviously going to improve pretty dramatically when Russell Wilson becomes the quarterback again.
Yeah, I would wait with them just because of that. But again, a lot of good options on this slate. Going to be a very interesting week 8. Stay tuned for plenty more NFL content and NBA content here at Awesome Watt. So good luck in your Survivor pool. We'll talk to you guys soon.